Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
And everybody, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell everybody to tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities that I'm putting down. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'd like to invite everybody to listen in to today's show. Today's Thursday. And this will be the last show for the week. We'll be back on Monday. But just to let you know, we have a great show lined up for you. I got a new song that I'm introducing to you today. And I got a couple other songs that we'll play for you. And it should be an entertaining day all the way around. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's about 90 degrees. The sun is shining. The skies are blue. It's no overcast. It's a little breeze, not much, maybe 3 or 4 miles an hour breeze, but it's beautiful out here. Yes, it's a beautiful day to be in Las Vegas. Unfortunately, the virus has taken over, so everything in Vegas is locked down. There are no entertainers performing in Vegas, so it's no reason to come to Vegas to see any live entertainment. And the casinos are all locked down. They're all closed. So you can't even come here and do any gambling or any drinking or any eating of buffet foods anywhere. So Vegas is not the place to be right now. But we're all locked down. Everybody's inside their house and inside their business, and they're staying 6 feet apart from each other because they're obeying the orders from the governor. So everybody is watching their distance, and they're staying. If they go outside, they got to be masked up. That's right. You got to wear a mask if you go outside because everybody could be a possible candidate for a virus carrier, and they could pass the virus off to somebody else. And if you are outside walking around, you could pick it up and then take it home to your family members and end up in a bad situation, especially if you have 80-year-old people, you know, your grandmother, your grandfather, or your mother and father, if they're old enough, because the virus seems to attack older people that have respiratory problems. So, and if they have, like, high blood pressure and they have immune deficiencies, then, you know, they're susceptible to catching the virus. So we want to keep you distance, keep your distance, stay 6 feet away from anybody, and make sure you're in the house most of the time with your family. You know the people that are coming to visit you, and, you know, make sure they're wearing a mask when they come in from off of the street so they can be protected. All right. Well, I got a note for you. Last weekend, Little Richard died. That's right, Little Richard, known as Richard Wayne Pettiman, was his real name, but he was known as Little Richard. He was the screaming rock and roll singer. And he started singing when he was 14 years old. Somebody discovered him, and they said they wanted him to sing in their show. So he sang in a talent show. Now, this is 1940s when they asked him to sing, and he was like, "Woo!" doing it like that. Just that Little Richard hollering and screaming and playing the piano. So Little Richard passed. He was 87 years old, and he died this past weekend. So may God bless him and his family and all of his friends and his fans around the world that used to follow Little Richard in his shows when he was performing. So, Little Richard, may he rest in peace. All right, well, we don't have anything else to talk about in the news except for the virus. And, you know, the Democrats are having drama going on and the Republicans are having drama going on. So I don't even want to talk about them. And we don't have any entertainers performing in Las Vegas. So that's all. No sports to talk about. Nothing else. So we're just going to play music. And we'll see what happens with the rest of the radio show. I got some jokes and I got some stories to tell you. So we're going to have a good day on the radio. So sit back, lock your wheelchairs, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. Because for the next hour, you're in the hands of G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And that's what I do. I bring you the entertainment for your listening pleasure. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy, so I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends.
I like in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. Yes, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody around the world can tune in and listen to the activities that we have going on our radio show. Well, I have a guest in the studio today. He's been with us for a couple of weeks now because he's a performer in Las Vegas. He performs on the Strip in the casinos, and he's a very funny guy. His name is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and he's in the studio today, and I'm giving him some time to tell a joke or two to keep his chops up while everything is locked down in Vegas. So he's not working, but he comes to the radio show to hang out with his buddy. So he's here. All right, G-Money, Pimp Comic, what's up, man? Welcome to Gregory's Stories.
Well, right on, G-Money. I appreciate the opportunity to do some time on your radio show. You know, I'm not getting to go to work on the Strip right now because everything is locked down because of that damn virus. So we have to do what we do, you know. So I'm going and I'm performing on different radio shows, and I'm trying to keep my work ethic up. So I'm here. But I'm really enjoying Gregory's stories. Your internet show is really entertaining. So I'm glad I'm here to add some flavor to your show. So, I only have one story or joke to tell you. So it goes something like this. There was a man that bought 200 acres of farmland. And one day he was sitting on his front porch in his house, and he was watching the sunset go down, and he was drinking some beer, and he was just chilling all by himself. And a truck came down the highway, pulled onto his property, and pulled all the way up his driveway, and came all the way up to him, pulled up right up to his porch and pulled right up in front of him. And the man got out of his truck and said, "Hey, partner, how you doing? My name is Raymond, and I want to invite you to the neighborhood. I'm so happy that you're a new member of our neighborhood. This is a great neighborhood, and I wanted to be the first one to welcome you to the neighborhood." And the guy said, "Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming and inviting me and congratulating me on moving into your neighborhood. I'm new here, so I'm going to get my crops and stuff together to, you know, do what I do with my land that I bought here. So I'm just sitting back and taking in the sunlight right now. So thank you for coming over and saying hello to me. I really appreciate that." So Raymond said, "Well, I'm having a party at my house, and I want you to come. I'm really interested in you being there. So I hope you can make it. It's going to be a way dang doodle of a party. It's going to be outstanding. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be ridiculous. You should be there to enjoy the festivities, because we're going to do some smoking, and we're going to do some drinking, and it's going to be some fucking, and it's going to be some fighting. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a real country party, and it's going to be outstanding, and I really want you to be there." And the guy said, "Well, I appreciate you inviting me to your party. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So what I need to know is, what's the dress code? Because I want to come and I want to be dressed properly." And Raymond said, "Well, it really doesn't matter, because it's just going to be you and me." Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and that's a little short, funny joke that I thought I'd share with your listening audience. And it was okay. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. I'm G Money. Have a good time. And thank you, G, for letting me be on your radio show today. Like I'm telling your guests, I'm here all week. And that means I'll be back all next week, because today is your last show for the week. So I'll be back next week with some more funny jokes for you. All right. Well, okay, G Money, Pimp Comic. Man, that was a good joke. That was really funny. That kind of caught me off guard, though. You know, I was thinking, he's coming to a party and it's only going to be him and the other man there? Well, that's interesting. I don't know about if I wanted to go to a party like that. But they said it was going to be drinking and smoking, so it may be an all right party. So anyway, DJ Papa D, we want to thank G Money to Pimp Comics for coming and, you know, sharing a joke with us. It's been a real good start for our show today. So let's take a commercial break and come back with more of the show in a minute. And maybe you can play one of my songs.
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig. And they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score.
And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. We've had a good time so far today, and it's Gregory's Story. That's the name of the show. So it's a good time for me to introduce one of my stories. So sit back, relax, put your feet up, put your head back, and listen to the story as I tell you about a situation that happened to me. All right, DJ Papa D, play the story for him. And we'll be back for more of the show after the story.
Well, I'm a secondary education teacher in Compton Unified School District. I'm teaching sixth grade, and I've been the teacher for a whole semester, and I've been implementing discipline in my class, and I've been working with the kids, and we've come to an understanding that what I said goes, and my kids have learned that they've been very disciplined and they've been obeying, and they've been doing the right thing, and I decided that I wanted to reward them for being good in school. So I had decided that my kids had been very good. So after lunch, I called the pizza company, and I had pizzas delivered to my classroom. And I had gone across the street to the dairy, and I had picked up some bottles of fruit punch. And I brought those into the class with some cups. And so I passed out cups for all the students, and then I had a couple of kids walk around and fill their cups with punch. And then I had kids line up and come up to my desk and get two slices of pizza from the pizza box. And I had five pizzas, giant pizzas, that I had bought for my students. So we had pizza for all of the kids. And while they were in the room eating pizzas, I had gone outside and I was watching the other kids from the other class. They were going to the bathroom and they were coming back and forth into the building. And so I was watching their behavior while they were outside. So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mama had her red hair in two ponytails. And she looked like Pippi Longstocking. And she looked so cute. And her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans. And she just looked so darling. And she was the youngest girl in my sixth grade class. So I really looked after her. I really cared for her like she was my special child. And she had come out on the steps of the bungalow to talk to me while I was standing outside watching the other kids running around. And she came out and she was talking to me. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy from the class next door walked out and he went under the bungalow and reached under the steps to my bungalow and he reached up and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes and I lost it. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand, and he took off running. Well, I was furious, and I said I was going to catch him. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right, and I would slide by him. Because I had street shoes on, and he was running in tennis shoes. So I would slide on by him. And then I'd start running again, and I'd get ready to grab him again, and he'd fake to the left, and I'd slide on by him. And I'd start running again real fast, and I'd get ready to catch him again, and he'd fake to the right. And I'd slide on by, and I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm going to catch him," and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and I was chasing him around the schoolyard, and he ran into the boys' bathroom. And I ran to the door, and I saw he was getting ready to go out the back door, and there were some eighth-grade boys that were in the bathroom that were coming out the bathroom. And I said, "Catch him! Catch his little butt!" And they said, "Who?" I said, "There's a sixth grader in there. Catch him. When you get a chance, catch him. Don't let him out the bathroom, because I want him bad." And so they went and they caught him in the bathroom and they pulled him out and they gave him to me. And I grabbed him by his head. I took my hands and I squeezed his head like I was trying to flatten his brain. I just squeezed his ears and I picked him up by his head and I carried him to the principal's office. And while I'm carrying him to the principal's office, he's kicking me in the stomach. He's kicking me in the chest, and I wouldn't let go. I shook him, and I held him in the air, and I shook him, and I said, "You bad little boy, I'm taking you to the principal, and the principal's going to deal with you." And I took him down the hallway, and he was hollering and screaming as I walked down the hallway. And all the kids were looking out the door, and they were like, "Whoa, Mr. G done got somebody." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm taking your bad butt to the principal." And I walked him all the way to the principal's office. So I'm walking down the hallway, and I got this kid. I'm holding him by his head. I'm squeezing his ears in, trying to flatten his brain, because he just pissed me off. He wet up my little student in her class, and she got an all-white outfit. Now it got punch all over it. I'm upset, and I carry him down the hall, and he's kicking me in the chest, and he's screaming and hollering and making a nuisance of himself while I take him to the office. And I'm saying, "I'm taking you to the office, and I hope the principal punishes you by calling your mother or your father, and they give you a good whooping when you get home for acting disciplinary, acting bad in the school and messing with that little girl's cute little outfit." I'm like, "Man," and he's kicking me and everything, and I'm just furious. So we're going down the hallway, and everybody's looking out the hallway, and they're like, "Whoa, Mr. G got somebody. Whoa, this dude is going to get in trouble." And I go in and I drop him off at the office, at the principal's office, and I tell the principal, "All right, handle him. Deal with him because he's been bad, and you need to chastise him, punish him for acting bad and for being bad. So I think you should do something to him." And I throw him in the chair in front of the principal's office, and I walk out. And I'm walking back down the hall, and I'm huffing, and I'm puffing, and I'm mad, and I'm done. I could have steam coming out of my nose and out of my ears. I'm just so mad, because this kid just really upset me. Plus, he made me chase him. So I'm really mad because he made me chase him all around the school before I caught him. So I'm just furious, and I'm walking back to my classroom where my kids are in there eating pizza and drinking punch, and they're being very good. And I walk down the hall, and this little bad little boy comes running by me. And he's talking about, I didn't get in trouble. The principal didn't do nothing to me. In fact, he gave me a sucker. And I see this kid eating this big old sucker. And I'm like, what? He got rewarded for being bad? I'm like, oh, come on. I can't believe this. This is ridiculous. This is a discipline. This is definitely not the type of school I was raised in, where if you act bad, you'll get punished. You don't get a reward. You don't get a sucker. And you don't get sent back to class without any discipline. That was ridiculous. I was so mad. I was like, oh. And this little kid just taunted me. He just came by and just stuck his tongue out at me and go, I didn't get in trouble, and I got a sucker. And I was like, oh, little boy, you are so bad. I just can't believe it. So he went. And I walk back to my class, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to even think about this little boy. And I went back to my class, and my kids were doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing. They were eating pizza and drinking punch, and they were very quiet and very well behaved, and I was very proud of them.
Going down just a little bit.
going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house, but I'm waiting for you. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six pack of beer and I'm getting drunk, but I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six pack of beer and I'm getting drunk, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. No more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. I'm wasting no more time.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer and he will make sure I get the message and I will interview you for the position of being a member
of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Hey, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. Well, it's almost time to shut the show down. But I got a new song that I want to share with the audience. It's been 2 weeks in coming, and now it's here. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce my song. It's called I Don't Gangbang. DJ Papa D, play the song. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. And I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dog?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted, and I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang.
I played ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm D-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down and for me to leave my air chair because I got to go somewhere. So I got people to see and places to go, and I want to say have a good weekend because I'll be back on the air on Monday from 3 to 4 o'clock. So have a good weekend. Stay locked down and watch out for people that aren't masked up so you don't get the virus. But I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for promoting the radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for playing my music, playing the stories, and playing some of my jokes, and allowing my guest, G Money, the Pimp Comic, to come on the radio show today. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Make sure, since you're home and you don't have anything to do, you can tell your friends to sit down and listen to my radio show, because I got the best radio show on the planet. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm out of here. Peace. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. See you on Monday.
He's uncoordinated. So he's not an athlete. He doesn't play in sports. He got a big mouth, so he talks crazy all the time. He's like a comedian, except he ain't got no humor.
Talk about having a party where he wants to bring people to his house.
I guess he needs to have company to feel good about himself. Party, but it's going to be on the 8th of December. Can you understand that? It's before Christmas. He doesn't even know what day Christmas is. That's a shame. He is just a mess in a hat.
In the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yo between classes. That's right. I yo-yo at lunchtime. That's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yo all the time. That's right. And I got so good at my yo-yoing. That's right. I could do 3 tricks. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. That's right. I could walk the dog where you roll the yo-yo down and let it roll along the ground. And then you whip it back up and it pops back into your hand. And then I could rock the cradle where you put it down and then you grab the string and you twist it in a triangle and you rock the yo-yo back and forth between the strings and then you drop the yo-yo and it hits the ground and pops back up in your hand. And then you did around the world and you would throw the yo-yo out and it would go all the way out and you would swing it around. And around and around, and then you pull it, and it would pop back into your hand. And I was yo-yoing all over the place. Every place I went, I had my yo-yo with me. And in fact, I had 2 or 3 yo-yos in case a buddy of mine wanted to yo-yo with me, and he didn't have a yo-yo. So I let him borrow one of my. So I had a gold yo-yo, I had a green yo-yo, and
and then I had a butterfly yogurt, and it was yellow. So one day, I went to the candy store, and the owner saw me with my yogurt, and he asked me how many other kids had yogurt. And I told him, nobody that I know of. I'm the only one with a yo-yo. I'm the yo-yo master. So he said, hey, well, maybe I can sell yo-yos in my candy store. And I said, that sounds cool. I can start a yo-yo club. And I told all of my friends that they could buy yo-yos at the candy store. And we all had yo-yos. The hallway from class to class, and everybody had yo-yo. And that's what I used to do. And people thought I was too big to play with a yo-yo. And I would, like, take my yo-yo everywhere with me. And when I was waiting in line, I would break out my yo-yo. And I would play with my yo-yo. And I would get a whole bunch of adventures. The people always wanted to see what I could do with my yo-yo. And I said, well, what do you want to see? You want to see my yo-yo walk the dog? Or you want to see my yo-yo go around the world? Or you want to see my yo-yo sleep? And I'll rock the cradle. So I had lots of tricks, and people love to see me use my yo-yo, and they all wanted to try it, and if they decided that they really liked it, well, I'd sell them a yo-yo for $1, and we would yo-yo all the time, and I did it all the way in college. And I play with my yo-yo between classes. And I walked the dog, and I went around the world, and I rocked the cradle. All the tricks I knew how to do real good. And I did it even when I was going to college. I was really good at that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.